Hey guys, welcome to OCD. This is Lou.
And this is Xing. Together, we are the Ordinary Candid Duo.
Hey guys, this is Lou.
And this is Xing.
And today, we're going to talk about the topic of sorry, not sorry, which is about apologizing and self-care. We know you guys probably missed us for the past 2 weeks. It's been quite a journey trying to figure out everything. And we think it's best for us to take the 2 weeks off and just kind of recharge and come back at it again. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So on today's topic, so what's the first thing that came to your mind, Lou, when I kind of like speak about sorry, not sorry?
So I think the first thing come to my mind is that kind of like we're taking this break. I feel bad and feel sorry for like taking the break of this podcast. So I feel sorry, but also not sorry, because I think we both needed the time off to kind of recharge and like
recuperate,
and self-care yeah. and stuff. So because it's been tough 2 weeks anyway. So so I think that's the first thing come to my mind in terms of you can be sorry about things that you are truly, you know, sorry about, but also shouldn't be sorry about things that, you know, you're doing it for yourself. Or like, it depends on the situation. But what about you?
I guess the song came to my mind, like Super Junior song. Sorry came to my mind. But yeah, but I think on a more serious note, I think the first thing that came to my mind is being unapologetically yourself. So because yeah. sorry not sorry, so yeah, so that's something that came to my mind when I hear about this. So who do you think among us apologize more or say I'm sorry a lot more?
I think we both do, honestly. I think it's a habit, and a lot of my friends, like, you know, mentioned this to me before too. They're like, you apologize a lot. And I was like, oh, I never noticed that, because I feel like I always feel like it's my fault when it's actually not my fault. But I was just like, it's a habit for saying like, I'm sorry. With like, you know, Chinese, I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. You know, like, it's weird. Do you find yourself correct. Doing that too? Right. Because I noticed that you say I'm sorry a lot as well.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like partially because it's part of an Asian culture that we grew up in, so uh-huh. it's like, oh, if anything, like, it's always more polite to say you're sorry first instead of like waiting for the other party to apologize. So uh-huh. and I guess sometimes, most of the time, it's not a bad thing, but I guess if you kind of like over apologize, it may come off as why are you always being sorry, or you don't mm-hmm. actually have to, you don't actually need to be so sorry all the time.
Of course. So, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think I really like the idea that you were saying earlier, that, you know, being unapologetic about yourself, you know. I think a lot of times we need to really think about what, like, it's okay to be the polite one, but a lot of times we're probably saying I'm sorry for no reasons. We're mm-hmm. for the wrong situation that we're actually not, you know, fought for. So
yeah. So I guess this we had this idea for this topic because throughout our conversation, and then Lou was telling me that, oh, like, she actually doesn't prefer to hang out with a certain group of friends, or she preferred not to spend as much time with this group of friends over the other. And this is something that I rarely hear about, because I mean, we all know and we get it when it's implied that, like, oh, okay, when we do not attend more gatherings from this group of friends, or we kind of like do not show up most of the time, it's not, but it's so explicit that it's something new to me, because I don't think any of my friends ever told me that, oh, they actually do not feel like going it, or do not want to put in as much investment or like resources into this group of friends. So it's something very new to me, and I mean, it's not a bad thing, but it's also something that I've been working on personally, because it's just, so do you want to like kind of like explain yourself?
Yeah, I need to explain myself a little bit, because what you're saying might come off like as like I'm you know, because I don't want any of my friends heard it's like, oh, am I that group? Am I that person that like she doesn't want to hang out with? No, that's not. Okay, so the problem is that I feel like for me, what I'm saying in terms of my idea of like, you know, spending time with my friends. So here's the thing. As you guys, your listeners probably know that I'm a very extrovert person. I'm quite extrovert. So for an extrovert, it's actually normal to have a lot of different groups of friends. So the thing is that a lot of time you can't, I like in the past, I've always stretched myself so much trying to hang out with every group and spend like really good amount of time and quality time with all the groups. And then they end up being me feeling super tired and super exhausted every time because I have to stretch my time out to so many different groups. But the thing is that I came to a realization, I was like, wait, why am I doing this? You know, like I need to really step back and think about what are the people that I want to really hang out with and I can get the most out of. I know it sounds a little bit very crazy.
Cynical.
Yeah, but it's actually not, because I feel like we are always feeling bad for doing things that are good for ourselves. But the thing is that humans are seeking for self-development and advancement. And we shouldn't feel bad about doing that because we are human, right? So, and I feel like another thing is that you just kind of click with different groups. Like maybe you click with this group of friends where this individual is better than the other individuals. But that doesn't mean that you can't hang out with all of them. It just means in terms of who you want to spend longer time or more quality time with. And by the end of the day, it's really about asking yourself what you can get the most out of. Like, you know, who you enjoy the most out of from hanging out. It's not that I don't enjoy hanging out with the friends that I spent less time with. I enjoy them. I love them. I love the time that I spent with them. But it's more about like, pick and choose, you know what I mean? It's also more about prioritizing. It's kind of like you have to, like, you know, a lot of people, time management people, that saying that you have to prioritize your task, right? So for me, I kind of use that as my groups, my friends, in terms of I want to prioritize my friends so I can, because we have limited time within our day. And I can't really stretch it out to like spend, oh, I'm going to spend equally amount of hour for all my 100 friends, or like 200 friends. That's impossible, right? It's like I'm not like a robot. I need to recharge, and like I need to, you know, time for myself too. So, and then I just came to that. So I hope that this doesn't come as like offensive to some of my friends.
Now you're being sorry. Why are you being sorry?
I feel bad because I feel like this is something that I know that I do, but I just hope that people, like, I think I kind of explained to a lot of my friends that I do this too, because I'm like, you guys have somebody that you find it, that you click with more, or you get more stuff out of her or him, and that's okay. And don't, you know, don't. And
I feel very honored. Yeah. Thanks for spending your time with me. So I guess no, because, I prioritize.
Honestly, I told you before that I have like different groups, like categorized in my brain as like, okay, I have the party group that I always like have. I always will have a great time, you know, with them, you know, of course. And I would have the study group that I will always want to go to hang out and study with. And I will have like the cooking group that we always cook meals together and spend time together. So it's different groups. So I gotta like, you know, prioritize what are the group that I want to hang out with, and like, you know, pick and choose, because
I'm kind of thinking, which group do I belong to? Because I feel like I kind of fit into like almost all of them. So okay, I mean, you don't have to answer that, but I guess it's very interesting because you made it sound like a problem that extroverts encounter a lot.
Yeah.
So this is something like introverts, I don't think, like, do not have a problem with.
No, honestly, I feel like it's not just extrovert. I think introverts too. It's not easy, because introverts, you have different kind of friends too. So it's in terms of introverts, like you want to make friends, but a lot of times you need more time for yourself to recharge. So you actually face this problem more, and you really need to prioritize what is more important to you, like self-recharge more important, or you want to make more friends, like socializing. So
yeah, definitely something I need to do after this weekend. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times I don't really do that either. Like, I would just, you know, be like, oh, I probably feel obligated to, like, oh, I probably should, you know, like, not do this. But a lot of time I try to come to my senses and be like, okay, stop being, like, you know, too worried, too guilty or something. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just gonna, like, share an experience that we had over the week. So we actually went for a hike. So Lou and I and her housemate. So
4 a.m. baby.
4 a.m. And guess who made it for 4 a.m.? So it's me.
She made it. That's awesome.
Yes, I made it. I practically didn't have a lot of sleep, so we managed to hike up and kind of see the sun rise. And it was really pretty. And then and then we made a pit stop at my place because it was on the way back, to use the loo and to have some like treats or like to get some water. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering. So and then like we were in the midst of conversation. I was looking on the floor and then I saw like worms coming out. And then I was like, oh, okay. Then it could be from my shoe. So I checked my shoe and I even asked Lou, hey, do you think it could be from my shoe? Because like we walk on soil, we walk on like ground and it's like, and it was a bit damp in the morning. Uh-huh. And then I was like, and then she was like, oh yeah, probably it's from your shoe. Uh-huh. And then like the morning progresses, I was like, why are there worms everywhere on the floor?
Yeah.
So you guys because the sun shining,
so it was a little bit dim in the morning, but the sun shines in and it actually saw, and I actually freaked out a little bit. I was like, oh my god, there's somebody on the floor.
Yes, and it's something that I've never encountered before because
me either.
I don't cook as much, so I wouldn't expect that to happen in my flat. Yeah. So and then but it turned out that actually my food bin was filled with that and it was not a very nice scene, and thinking about it just kind of like, you know, give me chill at the back of my back. So I don't want to make it seem like it's I don't want to blame it on my housemate, but it kind of is also the reason why that happened, because they cook relatively more than me and we have agreed to kind of segregate the task where I will clean the toilet and then they will take care of the kitchen. Uh-huh. But that happened and I rarely even have guests over. Like, you can ask Lou, like Lou would know that I rarely even invite people over, and it was just quite an incident and quite a scene for me, because when I have guests over and they have to experience and witness things like this, so it's not a good feeling for me, and it's definitely not easy for me to have my guests over and helping me clean and also to see things that's not very pleasant to the eyes. So I ended up having to clean the kitchen, and not cleaning alone, like, of course, like Lou and her housemate helped me, and I was like, oh, okay, I needed to tell her this. So I went up to my housemate and told her that, oh, like, you know, the bin is, it has not been thrown out for a few days, that's why there's like a lot of maggots in there. And this is where like Lou witnessed the whole process of me being apologetic. Well, I shouldn't be. So okay, so you maybe want to share with like the audience, like, what's your point of view about this, and in retrospect, what would you do in my shoes? Because I was relatively fine, I was super duper polite about things when my roommate didn't even have the audacity to come out and help when she heard about, like, you know, we were cleaning and it's not,
she had her door open, she should know everything that we were doing, and when we noticed the maggots and stuff. And honestly, I feel like in my situation, I probably would have not been that polite. Like, I would still be polite, but I feel like I would be more like firm and like start confronting her, be like, hey, like, could you come to the kitchen very quick? Because I want her to see what is the situation. And a lot of times I feel like individuals don't realize the consequences of their actions, aka is not cleaning the recycle bin, like for the trash, the food waste. And this consequences of that is having maggots all over the floor, and they're quite gross, honestly. So, and I, that's why I feel like it's something that a lot of individuals need to take on the responsibility, especially you guys already split the responsibilities of cleaning the flat. So when she noticed that, she would be able to learn from her lessons and will be able to try to pay more attention in the future. And honestly, I would literally confront her and ask her to come out and cling with me. But I feel like you did what you could in that situation, because you had guests over. I feel like she was a little, she probably felt a little bit ashamed of like, of not cleaning the cushion, whatever, mm-hmm. or like, you know, or she might not just not feel comfortable around us. But I feel like you should have, honestly, I feel like you shouldn't be so apologetic about it, because it's not your fault. It's actually your flatmate's fault. But it's also nice that you're being apologetic about it, because you are seeing us as your guests over and this is some situation. But at the same time, I feel like you shouldn't feel bad about it, because it's totally not your fault. And she should apologize for you, which she hasn't yet. That's something that is not okay, because that situation deserves an apology. And you do deserve apology as well for cleaning the kitchen. That it's actually her job. And it's just like a manner, basic manner and respect, you know, between flatmates when a situation like this. Like if I'm your flatmate and I make this happen, I would actually apologize to you and I would feel really bad and I would actually come out and cling with you.
So
yeah, that's just my perspective on this whole situation. And I feel like I just brought up two perspectives for apologizing, which is in situations like as her roommate, your flatmate, she's flatmate, she should apologize because that's the right time and right situation for her to apologize. Yeah. But mm-hmm. in terms of shame, you shouldn't apologize, because I feel like you did what you could, which you reminded her. Mm-hmm. And also you were, you know, cleaning it. So I think you're a bigger person in this case. But I would like literally behave the same, like a different way. I would literally be more firm and more confronting with her. But
yeah,
it's just me. So
that's why we're friends. That's why we have two different perspectives. So that's why I think that kind of like that incident brought up two questions where like, even for your listeners, like, do you guys find it easy to say no and why? So I'm just going to share from my experience first. Like, Lou knows that I definitely find it very difficult to say no. And but I don't say no to hugs, so I don't say no to hugs. Just have to put it out there. But most of the time, I think I will put it that way, that it's not that it's hard for me to say no, but it's, I just feel that I take others' feeling or like thinking into a lot of consideration. So in a way that kind of like I kind of like overlook my own feelings and priority. So yeah. Sometimes I let others be prioritized over myself. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's making me hard to say no. And mm-hmm. And yeah, and I would think a lot about like what is the consequences of me saying no, like what would the other person think, and how will that affect the friendship or like the relationship going in the future, or how would they view me as a person? So I would say I think too much when it comes to like just a simple question of yes or no.
Yeah, you're overthinking it, because I feel like a lot of times if you're overthinking it, it actually ends up to be worse, because you're overthinking it. That turns to like you're like, you know, dragging on it, and then when it comes to the end, it's a thing that you don't really want to go, so you're not really having a great time there, but also, you know, just but also feel bad for not going, which is, you know, it's actually going to affect more people like feelings about it, but rather than just reject it at the very beginning, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So because I think it's more about like, it's like the magic of saying no, because a lot of times like it is hard for us to say no. Like, I have to be honest, like if you were talking to like me a few years ago, I would be like, oh, there's no way I would say no to anything. And because of that, I really stretched myself and I really wore myself out, and that's not good. Like, my mm-hmm. mental health, my physical health was not good, because I was trying to not say no to anyone. So I think I've learned like a routine whenever I encounter a situation where I need to say yes or no, I need to evaluate, because I tend to overthink as well, and I tend to think higher of like other people's feelings than my own like, you know, situation. I think it's more about like, you need to take into consideration like, what are the factors? I think the most important factor is like, what do you prioritize? What do you want? Like, what deep in your heart do you want? So for example, somebody's like, my friends are like, oh, we want to hang out this weekend. And then I'll be like, okay, so what do I have this weekend? Like, is it going to be a busy week for me? Like, just, I'm going to think ahead when they ask me first. I'll be like, okay, is this going to be a busy week for me? Do I need the downtime during the weekend to recharge so I can better prepare for next weekend? What is the date and the time of the event? How long do I think that the event is going to last? Because we don't want to leave the event early, you know, it's going to be rude. So who's going to be at the event? Are those people that I want to spend time with? Like, am I going to be able to get anything out of this event? Like, fun time, good memories, or even like just, you know, new friends. Like, those are all something that I kind of take into consideration. And is this event something that like I would imagine myself having fun, like we're having a good time at? So after you like kind of think through these like factors, it would actually be easier for you to make a decision to say no or say yes. So I think a lot of times when we encounter this situation, we could think about this, and because I think there are a lot of pros and cons for saying no. Like you mentioned earlier, like the cons being like, oh, you might, the friendship and stuff. But honestly, you gotta ask yourself, what are the friendships that you wanna invest more time in? And like, you know, is this individual that you is worthy for you to spend time with? You know what I mean? So we're humans. I'm going to be honest, we're all selfish. We got to really, I mean, as much as we don't want to admit, we got to, you know, we're selfish and we want to get some stuff out of it. So that's my kind of insights for like the magic of saying no and like how you should deal with. Maybe you should learn from it, Shin.
I told you I'm still working process. So yeah, so why don't we, I hope like this episode like will give you some insight on, I guess saying no or saying yes, it's a very common thing, even as simple as like, do you want to grab lunch together?
Yeah.
So it's a yes or no thing. So yeah. It's a very common question that we are going to face in all our daily lives. So
and it's very important for self-care, because it's very important too. Because if you don't even have time for yourself for not saying no, you're not going to have time for yourself for your recharge and, you know, other stuff you want to do. So,
yeah. So my takeaway for this episode is, and also note to myself, that saying no is okay. And to always, but I also know that like learning how to say no takes time, experience, and a whole lot of courage. So whoever, like whichever listeners that is also struggling like me, or who is also a work in progress like me, so I will cheer you on. So we should cheer each other like on together, and we're in this together.
Yeah.
And Lou, do you have any takeaways? Yeah, I mean, you shared quite a bit already, but yeah, just to sum it up in a few words.
Wow, I'll sum up. So my two takeaways are, first is please do, and of course apologize if you did something wrong or harmful to other people. Of course,
manners.
Manners, right? And then and also it's also crucial, my second one is, it's also crucial to start reasonably say no, like reasonably, like I mentioned earlier, because it's good for your own health care, like, you know, mental health, and also for self-care. Everyone deserves and needs a little me time, and you should not feel guilty about enjoying some me time.
Yeah, so I guess we kind of had like enough me time from the past 2 weeks where we are MIA. Yeah. This thing is action. So that's why we are back and we are recharged. So, and then I guess we're also doing something exciting for the coming episode. So we actually started this practice that Lou had a really great idea about. So stay tuned to find out, and we'll keep you guys updated about the project that we're working on to share with you guys in probably 3 to 4 weeks time.
2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so.
We'll let you know in due time. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and let us know, what do you find the most difficult to say no to? And yeah, stay safe, stay healthy. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye-bye. We'll see you. Peace out. Bye.